Thank you, Bethany. We are here today to say goodbye to Pastor Johnny and Mindy as they're moving to Phoenix. And this is a sad day for all of us, I know, that have known Johnny and Mindy and that God has been using them in our lives. And but I know that there's exciting things in the future, too, for both for them and for Pathway of Hope. And I know God's going to do amazing things where they're going, and I know he's going to do amazing things here at Pathway. And so I've asked a few people if they would be willing to share a little bit about what God's been doing in their lives through knowing Pastor Johnny and Mindy, and if they wanted to say any parting nice words to them as they leave us here. So I'm going to ask Karen to come up. She's going to speak first, and then she's going to take this wireless mic here and kind of be my roving reporter person with the microphone going around to the other people they're going to speak. So go ahead, Karen.
Thank you. It was hard. He was going like it, to shorten it, so I was like, okay, Pastor Doug, I got to work on this one. But I had the bittersweet like this time when Pastor Harry Galloway left Hayward Four Square Church. I had been there for a while, but we were blessed with Pastor Johnny and Mindy. And it was so cute. She was very pregnant with Daniel. And the kids were so cute, and they were so cute and tiny. Do you see that Deep and Wide DVD? Have you seen the pictures of the back? They were so cute. And I just remember being so blessed with them, and just, they were so talented. God had given them so many gifts and talents, and it was just such a blessing for the church. I remember, too, when they chose to change the name to New Hope Christian Fellowship, because it used to be Hayward Four Square Church. And I remember I loved that because I loved the word hope, because there is such hope in our Savior Jesus Christ. And there's hope every day because of him, no matter what. Like Mindy was saying the other week, everything's okay because God is on the throne. And because of that, there is always hope. And so I loved it when they changed the name to New Hope. And then we were not only blessed with the wonderful gifts and talents that they had. I don't know about you, but I love Mindy's voice. And I don't have that kind of voice, and I just love that voice. And then seeing the kids as they're growing up and the talents and the gifts that you guys have. And because Paul's always loved the blues, so he was partial to blues. And I got him blues Christian CD. So it's been neat to see John having that natural talent and ability. Thank you for helping him. It's just been awesome to see him just growing. And the J4 band, what a blessing it has been. But one thing that's really been neat is they have helped us with their love for God and their love for others, wanting to know Jesus, wanting to grow in the Lord. They, as we've all gone through challenges, not only in Hayward and then moving out and stepping here to Tucson and then planting the church and starting it here, it has taught us all, as we've seen them, continue to lean and rely and trust in God. You know, like she was saying, he's on the throne, but he is there. There is always hope. And seeing him answering prayers and seeing him work things out. And as they now will be a blessing to others, it's kind of hard to see them go, but I know that so many people are going to be blessed with the gifts and talents you guys have. And I'm just thankful that I've grown and learned so much. I love their motto, loving God, loving others, nothing more, nothing less. And that's their lives, you know, and it's been an example to all of us. And I just thank you so much. It's going to be hard to see you guys go, but I thank you so much for what I've learned and grown in the Lord, especially, I don't know about you, but in these past 4 years. So thank you so much. I appreciate it. And then we've got your testimony from Lynn.
Hello. All right. Yeah, I've got Lynn Moser wrote something that she wanted me to read for her. She says, Johnny and Mindy, I have thought long and hard on this transition. One phrase I've heard keeps coming back to the forefront of my mind. It takes a real man to put his ministry aside for the sake of his family. A very hard pill to swallow for some, but sometimes that road less traveled is our higher calling. To pastor a daughter or son, to assure their footing is on the solid rock of Jesus Christ by physically, spiritually, and emotionally being there with them is a great gift and a great heritage for your children. Your heart of a pastor leader is loudly proclaimed in this life choice. 1 Corinthians 11:1 states, "Follow my example as I follow the example of Christ." There are priorities in kingdom living, and they lead to a balanced walk, spirit, soul, and body. Our relationship with God first, our spouse next, our children and family, our livelihood, our ministry, then the world around us. These can all overlap and function simultaneously if they are established in our heart in right priority. Johnny and Mindy, as this chapter in our lives and yours closes and the page is turned, continue to pursue righteousness, godliness, faith and love, endurance and gentleness. Fight the good fight of faith. Take hold of the eternal life to which you called when you made your good confession. Take your torch and pass it on to the generation to come through the lives of your children. I'm going to miss you all. I will miss your hugs. I'm going to miss your music especially. Thank you for who you are and all you've done in the lives of this people. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you. May he be gracious to you and always give you peace. I love you, Lynn. Sandy is next. You can take the mic to Sandy. Oh, Howard. Yes, Howard. Looking at the wrong thing. And then Sandy.
What brought Johnny and his family to Tucson? Not so much what brought Johnny and his family, but who brought Johnny and his family. But that, let's not get into the theology of the whole thing. We'll really get messed up. As far as Vivo and I are concerned, Johnny's family, they're solid gold. By the way, that's going to cost a little bit, you know. All right. When I pastored at Bridgeville, California, he was always there, dependable as can be. And now let me put the emphasis where it should be there. Dependable, dependable, dependable. We appreciate so much his ministry and Melinda's in Pathway of Hope. Someone will say, "You're bragging." Well, after all, you know, he is my son and she's my daughter-in-law. We came closer to the Lord, and that was very important. And after all, you know, you know Johnny and Melinda. Johnny is, after all, my son, and his wife also must be credited. And then I want to say something also, that we were just thrilled that Doug and Jackie are taking over the work. That's just a beautiful answer to prayer. All right. God bless you.
Sandy in the back there.
Pastor Doug, don't worry. It's just big letters, not a long one. Yeah, okay. I want to come a little closer because in Hawaii we try not to talk behind people's backs. Dearest Pastor Johnny, or as I've always called you, PJ, 3 years ago when Jim and I moved to Tucson from Hawaii, we had so many dreams and plans. However, as you know, these plans did not come out as we envisioned. Not yet, anyway. But God knew. Just like he knew the direction you and your family would be heading toward today. And we know that when we are obedient to his calling, he will be there alongside. I stand here today to share how God used you to help me change my life. From a small seed of an idea to put together a hula program for our church's luau, a hula ministry was birthed. When others questioned this decision, you and Mindy believed in me and what I wanted to do. John 15:5 says, I am the vine, you are the branches. If a man remains in me and I in him, he will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. There is a saying in Hawaiian, He lalavau no kuukumu. I am a branch of my teacher. Jesus is the vine, and he used you as my kumu, my teacher, to help nurture this branch. Today, Navahine o Ke Aloha, the women of love, is sharing the good news of God's love throughout Tucson, through our hula ministry and the art of hula. Mahalo for embracing my culture and encouraging me along the way. Know that wherever we go, you are a part of us and will always remain a part of us. This is the legacy you left through Navahine o Ke Aloha. As we say, Aloha a hui ho, farewell until we meet again.
Fred Bayer wrote something that Tara Kelly is going to read.
Before Pathway of Hope found me right at its startup, my church was pretty much Christian radio and the ministry that had radio airtime. From the very first time I attended, it was my home church. When Pastor Johnny began with a series on Philippians and laid out his heart for this church, with occasional tear that became PJ's hallmark, I knew I was in the right place. My walk with Jesus Christ began about 35 years ago, and I'd spent most of that time off the pathway instead of on it. I'll be thankful throughout eternity for the church that Pastor Johnny and the rest of the crew from Hayward, California, ushered into the Oro Valley area. And as Pastor Johnny shared with us at his announcement, I believe his role was to plant and water. I'm looking forward to the additional watering to come and increase that God will bring to the lives of individuals and to the church as a growing body. I'll greatly miss PJ, Mindy, and those wonderful children of theirs. And mostly I'll miss the spiritual heart that Johnny brought here that has touched my life and the lives of others. Special thanks to Pastor Johnny for his encouragement to me related to songwriting over these years, as well as the time he's devoted to it and the practical advice he's offered me. God bless you and your beautiful family, Johnny, in all ways with his very best. And I'll see you from time to time in Gilbert. Fred Bear.
This is Travis Kelly.
I heard this was a goodbye service, going away type of service. That I'm not here to say goodbye. I'm just here to say until next time. You know, we'll see you for sure. And I just want to say thank you to you guys as a family, not individual, but just for everything, you know. Kind of give me that little push every now and then to make sure I'm in the right direction. Kind of drag me out of the woodwork, you know, to make sure I'm serving the Lord and using the talents that God blessed me with. And I just want to say thank you for all the support, all the prayers, being my friends and being my family and my pastors. Thank you.
This is Evelyn Kelly.
I want to go in front. Okay. So they can see me.
She's going to go in front so they can see her.
I'm standing, actually.
Get up here.
Oh, I lost my verse. I promise I won't cry. But actually, I thought I'll be really sad today, but overnight, God gave me joy and love and peace to share Pastor Johnny and Mindy to other people, wherever they'll be going and staying. I know it's not all about Jonathan and I today, but I just want to give you a glimpse of where we were before and where we are right now. Well, we went to church whenever we can, and we're the last one in, and the first one out. And we give tithes whenever we remember to write the check. And our home is just for ourselves. But a big transition was made when we moved here. It's all for God's glory. Everything is just what we want to be in our life, where we want to be in our lives. Working 14 hours a day, I know it's not what God has for us. I know God has a plan for us. But God put people in our lives to make that plans in our lives. And that's where Pastor Johnny and Mindy came in. When they invited us, I know deep in my heart that it is coming from God. And we didn't come here just because they asked us. We came here because we know it's God's calling us. And we are happy to be here. And we are happy to meet new friends and new family. And all this happens because Pastor Johnny and Mindy came to our lives. Our spirit wants to do something, but our body is weak. And God used Pastor Johnny and Mindy to make a big transition in our lives. And I know you've heard this before, but we want to thank you from the bottom of our hearts for making a huge impact in our lives and making our dreams come true, making us do what God's want us to do. And God used you tremendously in our lives. And wherever you're going, I can't find the verse, but it says, "He who began the good works in you, he will make it through to complete it in your lives." And that's the parting words I have for your family. And also, if I could say a little prayer from 1 Thessalonians 3, verses 11 to 13. "Now may our God and Father himself and our Lord Jesus clear the way for you. May the Lord make your love increase and overflow for each other and for everyone else, just as ours does for you. May he strengthen your hearts so that you will be blameless and holy in the presence of our God and Father when our Lord Jesus comes with all his holy ones." God bless you.
And Randy Hinton and Fred, you can come up and set up your guitar while he's...
Oh, yeah. You know that old song, "Johnny, they go and save the best for last"? Well, we know that doesn't apply here, but that's okay. Come up here. I'm not going to get emotional. Okay, I am. Wow, I am. You know... I had all of this planned out. I was going to say something, I promise. These guys, this family means a lot to me, you know, and I know that sometimes I've been a little underappreciative and I've been a thorn in the side, but I love you guys. I love all of you guys very much. This family has really, well, the words that come to my mind is whatever it takes. When it comes to serving God, when it comes to living for God, the sacrifices that it takes, this family describes that whatever it takes. They are going to do whatever it takes, whether it means sacrificing their time, whether it means sacrificing their money, their finances. Whatever it takes is what I have taken from them. And I'm very grateful for that. That is a gift that is going to continue to give and give and give, because they're not selfish with their time. They're not selfish. Johnny, many times I remember when I first started as a youth pastor for him, and I would be down and I'd be going through something. Johnny would go, "Well, I remember," well, you know, and he starts sharing a story about his life and his personal life, and I'm going, and I remember walking away from that going, okay, I'll never be as good as him. I really do. I remember that. But I just want you to know that it's through that, over time, has developed inside of me to understand that. And that you teaching me that has really helped me to grow and to say, I'm going to do whatever it takes, God, whatever it takes to serve you, Lord. I'm going to lead my family. And just this last thing you're doing before we see you go is whatever it takes, Johnny. You are serving God by loving your family. That is whatever it takes. You guys, I want you to see that for this family here. That is the last thing that we're going to see. Well, I'm not going to say this last thing. But as he goes, he's doing that right now. He's doing whatever it takes to serve God with all of his heart. He's loving his family. You know, when that great day comes and Jesus says, hey, where's your wife? Where's your kids? He's going to say, oh, right here. Because he's going to be there. They're going to be together. And that's whatever it takes. And I just wanted to say thank you for that, that whatever it takes.
For the past 18 years, I've been in full-time ministry. And I've done many, many funeral services. And this is like a funeral, but I get to be a part of it. This is pretty cool. You know, at a funeral, they say nice things about people, some of which is not even true. This is good. This is good stuff. So.
I'm just trying to figure this out while I'm doing that. You can take a deep breath now, everybody. Until I came here, that I seen more men cry in this church. It's coming. It's all right. When Doug had asked me if I'd play a song that I thought might be special to Johnny, I thought, well, you know, let me take that home and think about it. Pastor Johnny's been living with my music for about the last 2 months or so. And I thought, you know, maybe the best thing I can do is play something that really isn't mine, but some songs that really attempt to worship God in a way that he deserves. And when I first played, it was to Johnny and Mindy after a Thursday night rehearsal, as I remember. And you know, you can tell by the gray hair that I may not remember things as well as I used to at one time. But I think this is what I played, but I honestly don't remember. But in either case, it's what I'll play today. And somewhere in this song, there's a verse that says, sometimes I wonder what he can do through me. And boy, I just want to, in every way, just confirm for Johnny that he's done some amazing things through you. I worship you, Almighty God. There is none like you. I worship you, O Prince of Peace. This is what I long to do. I give you praise, for you are my righteousness. I worship you, Almighty God. There is none, there is none, There is none like you. You were beautiful beyond description, too marvelous for words. You're too wonderful for comprehension. You're like nothing ever seen or heard. Who can grasp your infinite wisdom? Who can fathom the depths of your love? You are beautiful beyond description. Majesty enthroned above, and I stand in awe of you. I stand in awe of you, holy God, to whom all praise is due. I stand in awe. I stand in awe of you. Oh, I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. But sometimes I wonder what he can do through me. No great success to show, no glory on my own. But in my weakness he is there to let me know. His strength is perfect when our strength is gone. He'll carry us when we can't carry on. Raised in his power, the weak become strong. His strength is perfect. His strength is perfect. Raised in his power, the weak become strong. His strength is perfect. His strength is perfect. If you don't mind, could I ask you just to stand up and sing a verse with me, please? As we praise the God who sent Johnny and Mindy here, the Star Pathway. I worship you, Almighty God. There is none like you. I worship you, O Prince of Peace. O Prince of Peace. This is what I long to do. I give you praise, for you are my righteousness. I worship you, Almighty God. There is none like you.
Thank you, Fred. I'm going to have Johnny come up in a moment and ask him to say some closing comments to as he's leaving you guys. And then we have a couple of gifts to present him with. Before I do that, though, I just want to let Johnny and Minnie know how much I appreciate you guys. I wouldn't be where I am today without you. You know, I wouldn't have met my wife if it weren't for you guys. I wouldn't have my kids. I wouldn't be here. You've taken me under your wing, and you've trained me. God's used you to help make me the man I am today. And I just thank you so much for that. Johnny, would you come up, and if you have a few words to say to everybody, if you would be nice, because we've been nice to you, that'd be great.
Thank you. I was thinking through some of my favorite memories the last 4 years, and of course that first year of planting was so fun and exciting. But, you know, also we started a softball league at the same time, where we have six teams that play every summer and fall. But I was just remembering Larry Granderson in the back, and I'm sitting there playing catcher, and he swings and nowhere close to the ball. And I don't say a word, but I'm behind him, and he turns around and says, "Shut up, Johnny." Those are some good times. Boy, that softball ministry has been pretty fun. the compadres, what, five championships, my team. Huh, Jonathan? Our team was so good that it started creating bad feelings with people, with me leading the team, so I had to step down because it just kept on winning, goodness. But it's, man, I tell you, it's been such an honor and joy to be a part of your lives these last years, and just incredible times for my family, for our ministry. It's been a joy being with you, and it is really hard to make this transition. I've cried so many tears the last 2 months over this that I think I've got most of those tears out of my system. But really, really tough, because I love you all as family, and that's, you know what, with real family, with blood relatives, you can't pick them. You know, they're kind of with you for a long time, but with this kind of family, you get to pick, and it's just exciting. It's exciting being part of your lives. I do want to talk just for just a moment or two, particularly to Pastor Doug. I met Doug, I think, in the year 2000, and he's young now, but at that time he was in his early 20s, and he wanted to be a pastor, and I saw his potential. First of all, as a leader, and just, I mean, the guy with his administrative skills and leadership skills, I saw something in him. And I would say in the last 9 years that I've known Doug, it's very rare that we haven't gone a day without talking, you know, to each other. Even when I was in India, I'm calling Doug a lot just to check on him, and to, because, you know, a lot of times when I leave, Doug's, you know, it's in his hands anyways. But just in mentoring him and training him, and there's been times of, in the early days, correction and some hard talks, and but more so than that, just a lot of good. I mean, we've read books together, we've studied together, we've cried together, we've planned together, we've done things that didn't work together, some things that did work, you know, but we've just been together for a long time. And I was just reminded of the Apostle Paul, who also took young Timothy under his wing, and Paul wrote 1st and 2nd Timothy right to young Timothy, to, you know, as Paul's farewell. And I just wanted to read just a couple verses that I thought were, I had it all marked up, and Minnie got into my Bible. Where is Timothy? No. Okay. Let's see here. Yeah, everyone talked about how good Mindy's sang and stuff, but no one said anything about my voice. No one mentioned my good looks either. I thought my mom would at least say something. Michael Libby Smith. We find 1 Timothy for me. I can't find it. Packing up the dreams God's planted. Yeah. All right. Paul told Timothy at the end of 1 Timothy, he said, guard what has been entrusted to your care. That's one of the chief responsibilities of a pastor is to shepherd the flock and to guard what is under your care. And that's my, Doug, you're already doing it, and I know you're going to continue, but that's my charge I want to give to you today from Paul's word, is to really guard these people. I mean, as you already know, these are some of the best people that you're going to meet, and protect them. There's going to be influences trying to distract them from serving God. I mean, we've already seen that in the last 4 years. And just guard them. If you see someone drifting, don't be afraid to poke and prod them lovingly to encourage them. And the second thing, it's another guard word that Paul says. He says to Timothy, he says, guard the good deposit, and he's talking about the gospel here. Guard the good deposit that was entrusted to you. Guard it with the help of the Holy Spirit who lives in you. And Doug, for you to do this, for you to guard the gospel in this community, for you to guard these people, it is going to take that Holy Spirit empowerment. And I love what Fred was singing. That song is on Fred's last album, His Strength is Perfect. And, it's true. When times when you feel weak, it's going to that Holy Spirit just to strengthen you, to comfort you, to encourage you. And that's the way pastors can really survive, is by guarding that, and that reliance on the Holy Spirit. And that's what I want to charge you with, Doug, just to, when you hit those times of, I don't know what I'm going to do, you got the Holy Spirit in you to help you. And that's for all of us, too. There should be no powerless Christians, really, because we've got that Holy Spirit in us to strengthen us, to encourage us, to comfort us. So a lot of folks are wondering what I'm going to be doing in Gilbert. I've accepted a position at Life Community Church called Pastor of Family Ministries, where I'll be overseeing youth and children and marriage, all the staff. It's a fairly large church, and so I'll be able to work with children's pastor and the youth pastor. Then also Leading Edge Academy, I've accepted that position to be the director of development. So I'm helping them develop new campuses, and that's what I'll be doing. And then also preaching probably once a month at Life Community. So, Doug?
Stand up here if you would. And also, if Mindy would come up also, we have a couple of gifts that we'd like to present you with. One is serious, and one is not so much so. So we'll do the not-so-serious gift first. We want to give you the boot. So enjoy, and we had people stuff it full of nice things. So enjoy that. We also have this, if you would open that. Tara Kelly did a project for us, put together a scrapbook of some memories of your time at Pathway, right, and some notes from people and things like that. Very so,
cool. Wow.
These are some letters from people that are supposed to be slid in the back, too.
Thanks. Thanks, everybody. You can't see it, but I am handsome. Come on, look at that. Except Daniel.
One last thing that I would like to do. No, stay up here for a moment. I would like anybody who's here today who has had their lives touched by Johnny and Mindy, anybody that God has used Johnny and Mindy in their lives, anybody whose lives are different today because of knowing Johnny and Mindy, I'd like you to stand right now. Guys, this is your legacy. This is... Tucson is different because you've been here. We're different because you've been a part of our lives. And I just want to say thank you. Thank you for giving so much, like Randy was saying, above and beyond whatever's needed. And just thank you so much. You guys can have a seat. I'd like the council to come forward right now, Dick and Jonathan and Sandy, if you would. And Bethany, if you'd come up here too. I'm just going to have the council lay hands on Johnny, Mindy, and Bethany. And I'm going to ask Dick to say a prayer of blessing over them. As, you know, like Travis was saying, we don't say goodbye. We just say see you later. And we will see them soon, I'm sure.
You know, in 1 Corinthians 3:5, it speaks of who, and it asks the question, who's an Apollos? And Fred, in your message or your letter, you hinted to this. But he says, who's an Apollos and who's a Paul? And whether it's Apollos that plants and a Paul that waters, it's still God that brings forth the increase. And you know, Johnny came into town with a bag of seed, and he brought with him some really special people. They've been seed, but he's also had the wisdom and foresight to graft in some of the seed, the wild seed that he's found here. And that's us, Richard, myself, Carl. We've been grafted in as part of the harvest that you people have been purposed in your heart to do. I know that God is going to increase the seed amongst you and through you as you head on up there to Gilbert. And what has been planted, you have entrusted to faithful men. So we won't be unattended. So, but Father God, we just come before you. Lord, indeed, it is you that brings forth the harvest. But Lord, you have entrusted that seed to faithful men, to Johnny, to Mindy, their family. And Lord, we have benefited. And Lord, it's not being left abandoned, but Lord, you have now asked Doug to continue to water, to cultivate, even prune if necessary. But Lord, this is a time that you have taken this one who is faithful to plant now yet to another pasture, another field, to, Lord, plant additional in that location. So Lord, we just ask your abundant blessing upon them, your watchful care over them. And Lord, we know that the faith that they have in you, the things that you have set before them, they will accomplish. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.